We are working really hard to start collecting items of need. Some of the items that NKU is focusing on is the personal hygiene and like cleaning supplies. There are collection bins around campus that are labeled for students to drop off. If students want to bring anything they have to the student government office, then they can. We're trying to set up our office. It's kind of like a headquarters, go to any questions, information, place.
In addition to collecting items, personal hygiene items, things like that, you're also going to be doing some volunteer activity. Tell me about that.
Definitely. So far, one of the things that any NKU student can have or work with or do is there's a warehouse that is off 275. It's kind of in a central location between us and some of the areas that were affected, and they need volunteers to kind of help sort all of the stuff that's going in, help prepare it, load it onto trucks that are going out into Piner, into Peach Grove, into Crittenden, and going to those areas and delivering it. The warehouse is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, and they need volunteers to help staff it.
College students always seem so willing to help in a time of crisis. Are there still a lot of people willing to help? Are you getting a lot of interest in this?
So far, without us really having been able to put much out there, I know that there are several student organizations that are like reaching out to us saying, what can we do? What is there? What needs to be done? I know there were a ton of students over spring break that were in the area that just started going out there and going out to the areas that were affected the most and just started cleaning up, picking up, doing things. So students are taking their own initiative to make sure that needs are being met.
Quite a few of the Red Cross shelters are beginning to close, and there are still people that are in need of cleanup. You're partnering with Scripps Howard to do some community outreach. Tell me about that.
One of the things that we have going on is that coming up, tentatively, the date is April 14th, and we have service on Saturday events, which we pretty much focus on Highland Heights areas, going out and volunteering at like local nonprofit area things. We're going to set up something similar to that where we're going to get all the NKU students, get all the NKU faculty, anyone who's interested in going out there and, loading up some buses, taking them out there and giving them something to do to clean up.
Kind of a one-day blitz.
One-day blitz, divide and conquer. Anything's possible, really, so we just have to, people just have to tell us, what needs to be done.
What a great college attitude. How do people know if they qualify to help, or should they just get in touch with your office?
Just get in touch with us and we will find something, to get people involved.
You can find out how to get in touch with the NKU Student Government Association on our website at wnku.org. Allie Hedges, thank you. Good luck with your efforts.
Thanks.